Hello and welcome to another What the Headcrab. We are on episode 5. If you don't know what the Headcrab is, it's a roundup of mostly single player news related to the Half-Life community, but not just about maps and mods. So here we go. We're getting close to Christmas, which is either really good for you or really bad, depending on your life. Maybe you'd rather just go to bed and wake up in January. I know that feeling. Anyway, just because Father Christmas is working hard to get his presents ready doesn't mean the Half-Life community is just sitting back and relaxing. Oh no, we or they have been working hard and we're going to look at what exactly they've been doing. So let's begin. Pick of the episode. Okay, so this week's pick is Legend of Gordon, update 5, which you'll see linked to later on as well. I know a lot of people who are eagerly awaiting this, and the more the author posts, the more excited they get. I'm also looking forward to this too. I don't know how long he's going to keep doing his weekly updates, but you know, so far we're on number 5 and that's pretty cool. So that's the pick of the episode. On to ModDB. So ModDB has posted a year in review, and I posted a kind of a tongue-in-cheek tweet where I just added 1 to whatever number that they put down. I thought that was funny. Maybe you didn't. Okay. I'm curious to know if visitors means visits, because 31 million unique visitors is a huge amount. It could be true. I'm certainly not, you know, questioning that. But 31 million unique visitors? That's pretty amazing. Anyway, next, Southernmost Combine have Twitter. Now I put have Twitter, maybe that should be has Twitter, but Combine just sounds better. Anyway, basically this mod has been hard at work for 7 years and it's 70% complete. So imagine 3 years and you'll be able to play it. Anyway, I posted something on the Run, Think, Shoot, Live Tumblr account about it. Definitely worth keeping an eye on this one, but don't hold your breath because it's going to be a while until it's released. Arrangement released a trailer and a few people thought they were actually going to release the mod, but the countdown was just for the trailer. Have to admit, I'm a little underwhelmed. I'm sorry. It's not because the video is not well produced, it's because what this mod is trying to produce is not the kind of thing that I'm really interested in. It's not really my cup of tea. And I thought that the timing of the voice acting was really weird. Anyway, you watch it and you decide for yourself. Antarctic Scientists. Okay, so this is a completely new mod for me. And the post itself is weird. In fact, that's another weird, two weirds. Firstly, the developers seem that they're not native speakers, which is certainly not a criticism. But in today's world, it's not hard to get somebody to check your text. That's for sure. Next is the childish concept art. That's really a bit strange. Don't really know what's going on there. And then it talks about, you know, the different completed sections. And then there's the video, which certainly didn't inspire me. Let's hope that the final product is a bit more polished and fun to play. But I got the feeling that this video was more about, you know, effects rather than showing us what the video's going to, the mod's going to be. So there we go. All right. Red Requiem Liberation. It's another new mod for me. At first, I thought this was going to be MP, but it's listed as SP, MP and co-op, which is mighty ambitious, partner. They talk about a demo, but I couldn't find the link. It looks pretty good. So, you know, if you can find the link and you want to play the demo, go get it. Antlions Everywhere, winter version. Oh yeah, baby. Everything covered in snow. Well, not exactly, but that's kind of what he's doing. And I thought that the mod was pretty interesting. It had some really good sections, but there were a few issues that kind of let it down for me at the end. Anyway, the author's going to create a winter version, which sounds like a complete waste of time to me. Make something new, that's what I say. But that said, he might fix the issues at the same time, and that's a good thing, so check that out. All right. Theos, A Chronicle of Faith. All right, so this is another new mod to me. Now, I've heard of Christian Rock, but I've never heard of a Christian mod. I've tried to avoid any reference to religion on the site and not long ago replaced a Jesus with a G's in somebody's comment. So I really do try and avoid it, but if this does actually get released, you know, I'm going to post it. I'm open to the concept. This is, you know, I'm not against posting things about religion, but I'm just worried that it's going to start, you know, flame wars and stuff. Anyway, so listen to a quote from the post itself. It's my intention to develop Theos, A Chronicle of Faith, to be built squarely on the gospel, but also to be as violent, shocking, and grotesque as the Bible will allow me. And trust me, a lot of players are going to be very, very surprised just how far I'll be able to take it. So definitely an interesting topic, and I'll probably try and adapt it somehow to make it into a poll question. Not specifically about Theos, but just the idea of religion, or you know, Christian, or you know, Jewish or Muslim mods. All right, next one is respirator mandatory. Fourth new mod in a row. This is so there's a record for the show. Anyway, this one started as a mapper's attempt to recreate one of the maps from the Half-Life 2 beta into a newer engine, but it's taken on a longer and deeper turn. The name change has been, sorry, the name has been changed. I think it was called Into the Air Exchange, and I'll be honest, I'm not sure the new one is any better than the last. Still, the screenshots look atmospheric, so check that out if you like it. Punt Rebirth, late 2015 update. Okay, so back in what... All right, let's pause that very quickly. And I'm back. Sorry about that. I don't want to restart these. These are just going to be run through all the way. So, okay, here we go. Punt Rebirth, late 2015 update. So back in episode number two, we first talked about this mod, and this update talks about fixing the code and showing a short light video. In fact, the guy who fixed the code is the guy from Snowball, not a clever name, so, you know, community shout out to him for helping other people. Next is Brain Bread closed beta. So BB have announced the closed beta. The mod is listed as SP and MP, and I'm unclear whether the beta is for both or one of those modes. And you'll need to apply for keys. I like the idea from a marketing perspective, and it gives them a chance to control the amount of feedback that they get. So good luck to them for that. Next one is Amiga Protocol, 2 years dev. So this is quite a detailed article, and the author talks about how things have changed over the course of 2 years, and how he's got better as a mapper. So, you know, if you're a mapper yourself, you'll probably find this more interesting than just a player might do. But, you know, don't let that stop you from visiting the site and checking out the update. Half-Rats, Parasomnia. So Mr. Half-Rats, HR to his friends, has released more details on the sequel to Half-Rats: A Fever Dream. It's another nicely detailed article showing new enemies, so go check that out. Half-Life Blue Shift Soft Media Release 5. My goodness, I'm losing track of all the stuff Mr. Nikolai posts. Anyway, I haven't watched the video because I've now got a condition called Nikolai Overload. Just when he posts stuff, maybe it's fantastic, but he just seems to post all of the stuff. Maybe he doesn't have a job and he just does this full time. So if he does, good luck to him. All right, so we were just talking about Not a Clever Name, and here we go. Snowball Fight Week 5. So plenty of details in this week's update, including a 7 minutes long video, but it's got no commentary, and I just find that so annoying. If it was just about gameplay, okay, but I still, even gameplay should have commentary. Okay, you know, so in this video, you're going to see how we've adapted the AI, and we've, no, and that sort of stuff, but it's just 7 minutes of, you know, him running around, and I jumped most of it. Interesting part when he opens up the console, though, because there's like a bunch of code that just makes no sense to me. So maybe you modders could figure that out. And the next update is the Snowball Fight. He did it. He's actually released something on the 4th of December. So fantastic work for actually getting to do that. I did express concern that he wouldn't be able to make his deadline, but he, you know, he proved me wrong, and probably many others as well. Anyway, this is the last time I'm going to talk about Snowball Fight, not because it's not very good or because I don't like it, but because it's MP, and I'm really going to get away from talking about other MP mods. So, you know, that's it. Anyway, congrats to him. Legend of Gordon update 4 and 5. Two separate links there, but the first one talks about ruins, which is one of the sections with some really nice looking screenshots. And the second one talks about the water temple with, again, another nice section of screenshots. As I mentioned earlier, this is the pick of the episode. So, you know, go check that out. So that's it. We finished with the Mod DB. On to Game Banana. All right, so there's no new maps on Game Banana, and I had a quick look at the BM section, though. And it's the same as the Steam Workshop. It's like lots of files for changing this texture and that sound. And I have to admit, it doesn't make any sense to me. But anyway, I put some links in the page. So the first link is the Black Mesa page on GB. So if you're interested in that, there's a bunch of stuff there. Now, one thing that caught my eye was the Ultra Effects pack. So if you want pretty lights and gun flashes, then you can add this pack. And something else that caught my eye on GB this week was new Episode 2 menu icons. And again, I don't really understand this. You know, people do these things. And okay, it's not hard work for somebody, and somebody might enjoy it. It just seems very strange to me. Anyway, now, what would be cool is if somebody made a little application that you could do those kind of things yourself. So imagine you open up the application, you select the game, then you select an image from somewhere on your hard drive, and you could like resize it and crop it like you can do on lots of websites now. And then you select which chapter you want to replace, and then you just click do. I mean, if I could code, that would be like a nice little project for somebody, and you sort of release it, and it makes it really easy for people to do those things. Anyway, so that's GB, which is Game Banana, in case you didn't know, and on to Reddit. Crikey. There seems to have been hundreds of Reddit posts in the last 2 weeks, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to cut... Sorry. I'm not going to be able to cover them all. The ones that I have listed, and I've only listed three, are in reverse chronological order. Now, remember, this is not a complete list of threads. I mean, as I just said, there's like, hundreds of threads, at least 100. And I haven't even read all of the thread that I'm linking to. It's just like ones that you might be interested in. As usual, there's hundreds of... Sorry, I've got hundreds on the brain. But there's a lot of Half-Life 3 threads, which I have completely ignored, both for this episode and reading them. So I really might start limiting the amount of Reddit threads I post. I mean, I really do have a Reddit overload this week. Anyway, here are the three. What game worlds could stop Gordon? So like a nice little discussion about taking Gordon and putting him in other video games. How would he fare? I thought that was quite a nice idea. I'm sick of these Half-Life is outdated posts. So somebody's not happy. I mean, the game is a victim of its own success in this regard, isn't it? The fact that people still play and talk about it means it really is a classic. But some people viewing it from today's standards are always going to claim that it was overrated or it's not as good as people say. But they weren't playing it at the time. And I think that that's really important. And it kind of goes back to a post that one of the poll questions was, which was, is a review a product of its time? And a game, of course, is exactly the same. And then the last one from Reddit is... Get yourself a Portal Coffee. I mean, I made up that title, but basically there's a coffee shop somewhere. Looks like it's in Europe. I haven't had a good look at the text. It's not in English, but it looks like it's in Europe, you know, maybe Eastern Europe. And it's pretty cool. If it was around here, I'd certainly go and visit it, and I don't even drink coffee, so, you know, that's kind of cool. All right, on to YouTube. So, big news, I suppose, of the whole community has been all of this episode 4 screenshots have been released, or revealed anyway. And Valve Time have got a spotlight exclusive on it. You know what? Meh. Am I the only one who feels that this video seems like an essay that's been written to reach a word limit? They're just trying to put too many words in, and they're just trying to extend it. And here we look at this particular corner. It's just too much for me. It's like over-speculation, and it's over the top. I mean, in general, I love Valve Time's videos. They make some fantastic, really good quality videos. But this seems like 1 minute worth of content extended to 8 minutes. I also feel it's a little bit churlish that they added the VT watermark to the images, because the images aren't even theirs. They got them from somebody's portfolio, and I don't think that they should do that. Yes, they did the research, but that's all they did. Anyway, watch it if you want, but you might want to simply search for the images and look at them yourself. Next one. Oh, and I link to the Reddit discussion about the video as well if you're interested. And the next one is about some guy who, about a prop he bought for a prize on his stupid website, so watch that one if you want. Next one is 7-Hour War, the first meeting. It's kind of a machinima where, you know, it's the first contact in the 7-Hour War. The mapping is like a bit basic, but it's kind of fun. I mean, it's not exactly long. It's like 3 minutes or something. And then the final video is Resonance Ripoff. This is made in Half-Life. This is very funny. I thought this was kind of cool. Where they... Actually, I'm not going to spoil it for you. You watch it. Again, it's only a couple of minutes long, so that's pretty cool. And then we finish with Miscellaneous. So the first link is a bunch of Half-Life tattoos. I nearly got a henna tattoo a few years back. I'm not sort of brave enough to get a real tattoo, partly because I'm so finickety that I just the day after I've done it, I'd be like, oh my God, what have I done? I've made a huge mistake, because I keep changing my mind about everything. And then to finish with, there's a bunch of links about some merchandise that I found, and I'm not linking to the Valve store. I'm linking to other places, and the first one is like an optician's who are selling glasses, and they're not actually calling them Gordon's glasses, but they're basically saying, you know, if you want to look like Gordon Freeman, these are the glasses to do it. So I thought it was quite funny. And there's some stickers, which I would love to buy, and they look quite large. And then there's a very cool hoodie that looks like one of the HEV suits. So check that out as well. And there's a few other things, so, you know, go and check them out. So there we go, final thoughts. This episode has taken me over 2 hours to create, and honestly, it was such hard work, and I'm going to have to rethink whether I will continue them or not. I think that they're quite popular. I think people listen to them and quite enjoy them, but maybe I'll need to change the way they're produced. I don't know. So if you have any thoughts, just let me know. I mean, I love the idea, but it's such hard work. You might say, oh, 2 hours is not much time, but I really don't have that much time. If I could get it down to half an hour, then that would be great. Anyway, I'll definitely make another one in 2 weeks, and then we'll see what happens. So thanks for listening, and check out the page on Run, Think, Shoot, Live for What the Head Crab, and you can see all of the links there. And remember, finishing Half-Life is just the beginning. See ya!
Thank you for downloading and listening to this podcast from RunThinkShootLive.com. For more podcasts, including exclusive interviews and roundtable chats, please visit runthinkshootlive.com/listen. Remember, finishing Half-Life is just the beginning. Runthinkshootlive.com lists and reviews single-player maps and mods from the Half-Life series of games.